/evening news, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local numbers for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kitzhaber's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, Democracy Now! Spends the hour with the renowned linguist and author Noam Chomsky. At 8, it's a special edition of Indigenous Voices on a Colonial Holiday. Programs include a conversation with a local activist and founding member of Eradicating Offensive Native Masketry, Jacqueline Keeler. We will also hear the voices of Dr. David Lewis and Dr. Michael Yellowbird. We'll talk about history, politics, education, food, and how to decolonize Thanksgiving. KBOO thanks you, listeners and members, for listening and supporting KBOO Radio and keeping us strong for over 46 years. And stay tuned now for a roundup of the protest in Portland last night in solidarity with the people of Ferguson.
Good evening, everybody, tonight. My name is Paqui Coles, and I go to Jefferson High School. I am from Southern California. I moved out here yesterday as a sophomore. I'm a junior now. I am the president of the BSU. We have been working together to find real peace. And I wrote a little monologue today because I like to freestyle, but I figure I collect my thoughts. We're here today not only for the justice of our fallen brother, Mike Brown, but for the justice of all our fallen brothers and sisters who cried for help and they were never heard. Yeah. We rally, we protest, we voice our opinion, and yet I fear the list of our fallen brothers and sisters will still grow. I cannot accept that. I can't accept them justifying the murder of another human being, let alone children. I go to school full of potential targets. I am one myself. But I cannot accept that this is just the way things are.
That's right!
Going up to this point, I've had to accept being told not to question why we don't get the necessities of living a peaceful way of life.
Yes.
For too long, I've had the perspective that our history ends with slavery or is separate from Africa, the motherland. But my ignorance to the truth that African history is human history is not my fault. The future of this nation is dependent on a system of schooling that has no interest in teaching our true history. They would rather teach the conqueror's history. No interest in teaching us knowledge itself. They would rather keep us angry for the sake of the prison industrial complex. There's no interest in teaching us economics or finances, but we're supposed to know these things to survive in the capitalistic society. We need to stop depending on this system that doesn't have our human necessities in mind and would rather brag about the little things they do to help instead of addressing the elephant and donkey in the room, which is that we need to change. We need to evolve. Our lives matter. And until we can unite as a planet to achieve the basic human rights we deserve, we will always face oppression. Every bright mind in this crowd, on this earth, has the capability to lead us out of darkness.
That's right. Yeah.
But until it takes every bright mind to lead and do so for us to brighten up the world around us.
That's right.
Thank you. That's all I had to say.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that is why we have a future, because of people like that. I'm going to follow his lead because I wanted to... Mr. Michael Alexander, CEO of Urban News of Portland. Good evening.
Good evening.
The Urban League stands in proud solidarity with all who are present here today, but particularly with the leadership of the Albina Ministerial Alliance for Justice and Police Reform.
Yes.
We want to express our deep gratitude for the longstanding and courageous leadership that they have brought to the issue of police accountability and the disheartening history of the use of excessive force within our city. We stand here today because we have all come to sadly recognize the tragic circumstances of August 9th in Ferguson, Missouri, which took the life of Michael Brown. This young man's name is added to that of many other young black men and women,
yes,
whose life paths came to a sudden end because of police misconduct.
Yes.
Michael Brown's name is forever embedded in our memory. However, for many of us, it's the last name on a long list.
Yes.
Kamari Gray and Eric Garns in New York.
Yes.
Ezell Ford in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wendell Adams in New Orleans.
Yes.
Oscar Grant, the young man whose life and whose death was chronicled in the film Fruitvale Station,
yes,
in Oakland. But if for some reason those names are not familiar to you, I'm sure these are. Keaton Otis.
Yes.
James Perez.
Yes.
Kenya James.
Yes.
Aaron Campbell.
Yes.
Their deaths point to a fact that is indisputable. Long before there was a Ferguson, Missouri,
come on,
there was a Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Long before.
Yes.
The call for justice and police accountability is one that members of this community have demanded for decades.
That's right.
Throughout that period, the leadership of the AMA has been one to speak truth to power and oppression,
yes,
with unwavering courage and resolve.
Yes.
This is the path on which we stand today and on which we have to recommit ourselves to continue to travel. The frustrating question that we face is always, when do we arrive at the point of justice and accountability that we, our families, and our communities demand and deserve?
Yes.
No accountability.
I don't know the day, but I sought out the wisdom of Dr. Martin Luther King to frame a way to keep that destination in sight.
Yes.
I chose a quote from the speech that he gave on the steps of the Alabama State Capitol in 1965 at the end of the march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama.
All right.
I know you are asking today, how long will it take?
Uh-huh.
Somebody's asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men,
yes,
darken their understanding,
yes,
and drive bright-eyed wisdom from her sacred throne?
Yes.
Somebody's asking, when will wounded justice lying prostrate on the streets of Selma and Birmingham and communities all over the South be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children of men?
Please tell us.
Somebody's asking, when will the radiant star of hope be plunged against the nocturnal bosom of this lonely night, plucked from the weary souls with chains of fear and the manacles of death? How long will justice be crucified and truth-bearer?
Yes.
I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment, however frustrating the hour, it will not be long.
Yes.
Because truth crossed the earth will rise again.
Yes.
How long? Not long, because no lie can live forever.
Right.
How long? Not long. Because you shall reap what you sow.
Yes. Yes.
How long? Not long. Because the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
Yes.
So spoke Dr. King. I conclude by asking that we continue as a beloved community to navigate the path to justice and accountability, however draining, however demoralizing and however difficult, because we can settle for nothing less and ain't nothing gonna turn us around.
That's right!
Yeah. Fucking Eagle, hell yeah.
Wake up, Portland, Oregon, wake up! Let's first give our love and respect to the Albina Ministerial Alliance. They've been on the front line of this fight for many years. Let's give them our love and respect. Next, irrefutable proof. Without racism, you can't have terrorist cops. And without, and the reason why you have racism is because of capitalism. There's no question about that. The capitalist system, which is a system where profits are more important than people, was built on the backs of working class white people. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. We know that capitalism has been built on the backs of Asian people and indigenous people whose descendants are out here today. Is that right?
Yeah!
Without question, we know that capitalism is built and maintained by exploiting Africa and African people. No question about that.
Yeah!
And we know that we have had 500 years of fighting from overseer to officer. We have had 500 years of burning plantations to cities. So we know we shouldn't be surprised by anything this decadent system does. But at the same time, our solution is revolution. But we know y'all ain't ready for that tonight. So we ain't come here to talk about that. That's not our message right now. Please listen, our message to you is each and every one of you has to be in some organization working for justice. Each and every one of you out here.
That's right!
Everybody claps. Everybody claps. But y'all know, most of you all out here ain't in no organization. You know that. 6 or 7 out of 10 of you out here ain't seen no organization. You know that. You go from rally to rally, from event to event. You go so often you think you're organizing something. We got to change that, y'all. We got to change it tonight. The forces that oppress us are organized. Look at them back there on them horses. They're organized. What you going to do? We got several organizations that sponsored this. I need to read them because I need you to know who they are. I need them to seek you out. I need you to seek them out. I need you to engage tonight. We got the Albina Ministerial Alliance. They need your help. Portland Cop Watch needs your help. Join it. Portland Jobs for Justice needs your help. Join it. Jewish Voices for Peace needs your help. Join it. The All African People's Revolutionary Party needs your help. Join it. Iraq Veterans Against the War. Killjoy Prophets, they need your help. Join them. We've got Hella 503 Collective. They need your support. The Portland Central American Solidarity Committee. Right, the Rosehips Medic Collective. The Portland Urban League. The Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines. The International Socialist Organization and Rising Tide. All these organizations. And if you don't want to join one of those organizations, then start the My Ideas Are Better Than Yours organization right here tonight.
Yeah!
And get to work, y'all. Get to work. Stop coming to these rallies and going and having a meal and a beer and waiting for the next 28 days for somebody else to get shot by terrorist pigs. Stop doing that.
My name is Angelica Lim, and I'm going to try something really quick. I'm going to say, there is only one solution, and then you say, revolution, revolution. There is only one solution.
Revolution, revolution.
There is only one solution.
Revolution, revolution.
There is only one solution.
Revolution! Revolution!
Thank you, Portland. I organize with Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines and Bayan USA, a national alliance of progressive Filipinos fighting for liberation and genuine freedom for the Philippines and all oppressed peoples of the world. Our honor and appreciation goes to the organizers of the event. We are here with you to condemn the grand jury for the abhorrent failure in seeking justice, and we call out the continual systemic oppression and murder of black bodies and black livelihood. Yeah. We are here with you as we cry out in the face of a racist system that was never meant to be just. This system has proven again and again that it continues to maintain white supremacy at its core with its inability to indict Darren Wilson.
That's right! That's right!
Filipinos in America and the Philippines, under the banner of Bayan USA, are bounded in solidarity with the people of Ferguson, where uprising and rebellion against the white supremacist police and local governments are justified in the wake of Michael Brown's murder and the grand jury's continuation of racist historical trends. As the National Guard occupies Ferguson, we see how collective anger and cries for justice are met with fierce and corrupt militarization. Yeah.
That's right! That's right!
P-Trump and Biden USA recognizes and supports the rights of African Americans to self-determination.